Bills to allow for the postponement of local government elections passed in the lower house, and work to resume on Bernard Lodge housing project. You're tuned into House Matters. Thanks for joining us.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Two bills were passed in the House of Representatives on June 30 to allow for the postponement of local government elections until December 29, 2016. The bills are the Parish Council's General Election Postponement Act and the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation General Election Postponement Act. Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Noel R. Scott, told Parliament on Tuesday that the postponement of the local government elections would allow the implementation of elements of the local government reform program. An election was due to be held not later than June 30, 2015.
The three strategic laws, one of the priorities of local government reform process, are at an advanced stage of development, with the Local Governance Unified Service and Employment Bill having been sent to the Legislative Committee.
Minister R. Scott pointed out that the three bills will be tabled in the lower house before the end of the parliamentary year.
These bills will significantly impact the operations of the local authorities. We will also develop the capacity of staff, councillors, and a massive public education campaign on the passage of these bills.
He also cited the need to pass a Constitution Amendment Local Government Act in the Senate, as well as the process of revising the boundaries in Portmore as reasons for delaying the local government elections.
It is important to note that a number of citizens in Portmore would be disfranchised if the local government elections are called before the resolution of the boundaries issue.
The People's National Party, the PNP, won the 2012 local government elections. The elections, which were held on March 26, saw the PNP winning 12 of the 13 parish councils, including the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, the KCC. And work is scheduled to resume shortly on affordable housing solutions in Bernard Lodge, St. Catherine. The development follows Cabinet's approval of a public-private partnership between the Housing Agency of Jamaica, the HAJ, and Herzog Jamaica Limited. Transport Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies made the disclosure during Tuesday's sitting of the House of Representatives. He informed that Cabinet approved the ministry's request to reconfigure the project and engage in negotiations with Herzog to design, finance, and construct the development after the previous agreements with Malfrus had broken down.
The start-up date for this project will be within 14 days of the effective date of the agreement, and construction of the approximately 300 to 350 units in phase one will be completed by the end of the current financial year.
Dr. Davies informed that the sale agreements with the remaining depositors will be honored at the originally stated prices with a 5% escalation.
Herzog has agreed to share the cost of the value of the work done by Malfrus, as assessed, the value of which will be assessed by an agreed independent third-party quantity survey.
At the termination of the agreement with Malfrus, the status of the works done on the project include excavation of two ponds to facilitate stormwater management, scribing of 100% of the road, construction of two model units, installation of security fencing for the site office and a storage tank, and provision of security services to protect the model unit and site office. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises.
It's not a game thing and a ring ding. Beware. Human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them, stop them, expose them.
Them are destroy the youths. Exploitation in our nation. Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.